Project 101.5. It's Tuesday. Got Wild Earth Guardians in. Lori Colt back from like safari or something. What'd you call it?
It was a safari. Yeah. 2 weeks in Africa.
Wow. 2 weeks. What did you get? You get to see cool stuff like lions and elephants and whatever.
Yes. I saw so much wildlife. It was really amazing. Elephants, giraffes, zebras, gnus, which is a wildebeest, water buffalo, tons of birds.
Did you get some good pictures?
I took 2,200 pictures.
Ooh. Ooh. Did you fill up the whole, what do you call it, the SD card?
No, I didn't. I've got a really big one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got them up on Facebook. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, all right. What's up with Wild Earth Guardians today?
Well, you know, it's funny. Reflecting on this vacation that I just came back from, I was thinking a lot about how in Botswana, particularly, was where I went, how much people appreciate wildlife. And it's not necessarily so when I got back to the States. It's a different ethic, I think, in the States and specifically in New Mexico, unfortunately. There's sort of a lack of compassion and a lack of ethics when it comes to some of our state policies with wildlife. And right now, the Game Commission is talking about really ramping up both bears and mountain lion kills for the state. I mean, dramatic ramp ups. And it's just really sad. You know, these animals are, you know, we have a drought and they have nowhere to go. And, you know, they're starting to infiltrate neighborhoods and things more. And, you know, I don't know what the solution is, but I don't think just killing off all these creatures is the solution.
I think, well, sometimes when there's a bear that, you know, is wandering around near Trader Joe's, they just trank it and ship it back home.
They do.
Quote unquote home.
Yeah, where there's no food, unfortunately, because there's just not enough rain. So I think we all need to do a rain dance or something.
Hey, there's an idea. But, I did one of those once.
Did it work?
It did.
Well, then get.
But you
busy.
You have to get at least 100 people, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think you know you have to get enough people to stomp on the ground and shake rattles at the sky, and then the earth listens.
There you go. You
know, one guy, maybe not.
Yeah.
It's a 100th monkey thing with the rain dance. Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure. Or it was just a weird coincidence, but it did work.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Friday there's a rally in Albuquerque, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know the details offhand, but if someone is interested in attending this rally to rally for bears and cougars in the state, give us a call at the office. Our number is 505-988-9126, and we can give you some more details on that. But
okay.
It's a good way just to come out if you want to support that, and it will be in Albuquerque. And the other thing,
you guys going down there with big signs and
probably
whatnot?
I think Carol Norton, our associate director, is planning to go on down, and she's got a lot of the details and sent out an email to some of our activists in Albuquerque yesterday. So that would be great if people were interested. Just give us a call and we can give you some more details.
You better
on
give
that.
The number again just in case they missed it.
It's 505-988-9126.
All right. And who do they ask for?
You can just hit the 0. Angelisa will pick up the phone and
she's
can
a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the other thing that we're kind of working on that has to do with wildlife as well, since I'm on this big wildlife kick, is Wildlife Services is a federal agency who basically their charter is to take federal tax funds and kill millions of animals every year. We message this a lot. Mm-hmm. And recently, two congressmen, one from California, Representative Campbell, and one from Oregon, Representative DeFazio, they've come out and they've said this agency, the USDA's Wildlife Services, needs to be scrutinized. They're not ethical. They're spending money that's unnecessary. They're being given these huge budgets to kill wildlife. There's scientific evidence to say it doesn't even work. And it's basically just on behalf of a few special interest groups. So we have an alert out there basically allowing New Mexicans and other people, anybody in the United States, to contact their representatives. So in this case, you know, Heinrich or whoever your representative is where you live, and ask them to support this inquiry into this agency, because we want to defund this agency. We want to put them out of business.
Okay. Not, you said, is it on the website? Is there a link to it or what?
Yeah, it's on our current actions. And if you just go to our website and go to our current actions page, you'll see that is the top action alert right now. And there's quite a few actually action alerts on there. So if you take action on that one, you might want to take action on some of the other things that we've got going on.
All right. That's wildearthguardians.org. Anything else, Lori?
No, that would be it for me
today. All for today. Well, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much.
I want to go check out those Facebook pictures.
All right.
Dude. I've never seen, you know, pictures from Africa except maybe on like Wild Kingdom or something when I was a kid. So it'll be cool. Wild Earth Guardians every Tuesday on Project 101.5. I'm going to podcast this at santafe.com in just a few so you can listen back if you missed anything.